We're here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yield Grower event in Collinsville, Illinois. And with me is Steve Songreth, and he is one of the growers on the grower panel here. Steve, first, if you could tell me just a little bit about where you're from and a little bit about your operation.
My farm is located in Bureau County, Illinois. It's about 90 miles straight west of Chicago. It's a grain farm, corn, soybean rotation. I grow about 1,400 acres of corn each year and about 600 acres of soybeans each year. I've got a young son that's somewhat involved with my farming operation. I have two part-time employees. And we try to maximize our yield on both corn and soybeans, no matter what we do. And on my soybean plot this year, I tried to pursuit of maximum yield means just that. What would it take to get the maximum yield on this particular farm? And I just pulled out all the stops. I wanted to make sure that my crop had no stress. And I want to remove any stress, remove any pest. I want that crop to grow as freely as it possibly could. And I think it hit the home run this year. My soybeans averaged a little over 82 bushel the acre, about 82.4. That's verified yields, and it's just amazing. I knew from the day I planted it things were lining up. We had a perfect weather condition. It was never too wet, never too dry. That had a lot to do with my final outcome. And I was just blessed where I had the crop grown this year. The weather cooperated.
Well, how did you find out about Pursuit of Maximum Yields, and why did you decide to become involved?
My local ag retailer at the AgView FS, he's once suggested that maybe I'd be interested in trying this this endeavor. And it was last year was our first year in my local FS cooperative. And so a group of us guys tried it, and it turned out to be a very worthwhile endeavor. It seems like some of the guys did corn, some of them did soybeans. This particular year I did soybeans. Next year I'm going to try on the corn. And want to get that 80 bushel mark on soybeans and 300 bushel mark on corn. So some of the things I did might have been outside the box a little bit. I have not inoculated soybeans since I was a little boy, but this year I did. I used a Trident 200. I want to make sure we had plenty of rhizobia bacteria to increase the nitrogen fixing, make sure my crop had plenty of nitrogen. The phosphate and potash, I did not apply any phosphate and potash. This particular farm is medium to high levels of phosphate and potash. The lime was very adequate. And also I put on a herbicide to keep the grasses and the broadleafs down. I did that over the top application of a broad spectrum grass herbicide. And then I came back with glyphosate about R1 stage and cleaned up any escape weeds. But I think one of the things I did is about 2.5 weeks after that, it was about R3 stage, I also gave a second application of glyphosate, but at the same time I included an insecticide. There was a few corn rootworm beetles out there and some Japanese beetles, and I wanted to make sure we had no pest bothering my soybean crop. So at the same time, I also threw in some fungicide. So the final trip, R3 beans, I did have the glyphosate, but also insecticide and also a fungicide to try to protect that crop. Again, my motive was to remove any stress, and the crop looked really good. The leaf structure was nice, bright green. You could tell there was nothing nutrient level was missing. There was no insect damage. The leaves are the structure. Leaves looked really good from then on, and I had ability to capture all the sunlight I could, and I think that turned into higher yield, and that those plants just did excellent.
Well, now, why do you think that being involved in this program is not important just for you, but for other growers in your area, for other growers in the country, and really for the world as a whole?
Well, obviously we live in a competitive environment, just in a community. We want to make sure we are profitable in the long run, but also want to meet the needs of the future, feeding our population. We want to make sure we have enough abundant, safe food for our domestic consumption, also the international community. No matter where my product goes, they want to know that it's grown in the most efficient manner to keep the price low, and then also in a very safe manner, so it's best for the consumer worldwide. That's, I think, the main driving force here. We want to feed the world, and we all know there's going to be more people in the next generation, and the amount of land that we have to use is shrinking every day. So we got to be better stewards of the soil, and I think for the most part, the American agriculture, the American farmer is going to answer the need. What the people want, the farmer will deliver.
Now, this is the second time you took part in the event also that was in Bettendorf, Iowa. And what do you think about this event itself and the types of growers that are coming to them?
You know, it's an amazing group. The PMY organization is most unusual, and unusual in the sense that there's some real openness, and we're willing to share ideas, and there's also mutual respect. And no matter if someone says something, I may not agree with him 100%, but I value his opinion. And I think that's the most important. I think it's the only business I can think of top of my head where we share our ideas. And as competition is growing stronger and stronger every day in the ag community, here we are, open up. We're talking about what we're doing. We're talking about how I'm improving my bottom line. I'm sharing that. There's not too many businesses that I know of where you actually do share the information that's most vital to your operation. I can't imagine some of the big conglomerates doing what we're doing, but it's amazing as competitive as agriculture is. At the same time, there's really a sense of openness that I'm glad to work with.
And a sense of unity. I mean, what's good for one person is good for the entire community as a whole.
It is, and it just resonates throughout the whole Corn Belt area. It's amazing what we learn at our tables at dinner. We sit there, 6, 8, 10 guys, talk around, and we'll just discuss what's working on my farm, what I've tried, what has not worked, what might work. And all of a sudden, a light bulb will go on in my head, and I thought, that's a good idea. Maybe I should try it on my farm. So the openness and the exchange of ideas is just second to no one.
All right. Well, thank you very much here at the Pursuit of Maximum Yields Grower Event in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.